Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Almost all the state, including Columbus County, is considered to be in a moderate drought right now. The brief rains that we've seen in recent weeks have not been enough to catch up with the annual water levels. The dry conditions have led to more forest litter while increasing the fire danger. No burn bans have been issued at this time for our area. No burn bans have been issued for Columbus County at this time. However, local fire departments are asking folks to be extremely careful because they've responded to a number of wildfires in recent days that started from debris fires. Good news is we will see some rain later this week, and it looks like we're going to have a wet Christmas, if not a white Christmas. Catch our exclusive local weather forecast with meteorologist Christopher Cawley at columbuscountynews.com. A former law enforcement officer died in a head-on collision Friday on Hallsborough Road South. Clay Haygood, age 51, crossed the center line and struck a minivan around 3:45, according to the Highway Patrol. The other driver was transported with serious injuries. Haygood formerly worked for the Whiteville and Taper City Police Departments. Deputies arrested a Hallsborough woman for trespassing after she was found passed out in her neighbor's yard Saturday. Amber Muse, age 52, allegedly allowed her dog to attack the neighbor's chickens before she was found unconscious nearby. Muse was out on bond at the time after being arrested for trespassing at the Hallsborough Dollar General store a few days before. Engage Life Church is hosting the Toys for Tots pickup today from 6 until 8 p.m. and Wednesday from 8 a.m. until noon. Bring your ID and social security cards or birth certificates for each child. The church is located at 386 Thompson Town Road. Now, a fluent Spanish-speaking volunteer is urgently needed by Engage Life right now. If you would give them a call, 910-409-9130. Tiffany Bazario is still connecting donations for her annual tour drive, benefiting needy families in Columbus County. Call her at 910-234-4101 or see our story at columbuscountynews.com to help. James Edwards is collecting new and gently used blankets for distribution in Western North Carolina. Blankets must be clean. They shouldn't have any massive holes or tears in them. They will be accepted at Body Shapers in Wyville through December 20th. The Veterans Memorial Park is hosting a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. at the park. All proceeds go to the Community Center Project. The Columbus Baptist Association will host Meet Me in the Alley in downtown Wyville on Friday from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. Enjoy Christmas music, s'mores, cookies, giveaways, and the Christmas story. This free event is sponsored by Crossroads Church, Pleasant Plains WMU, and the Beaver Dam Original Free Will Baptist Church. Welcome PFWB will host its Christmas Cantata Sunday at 11 a.m. and the youth play Bethlehem Express Sunday night at 6 p.m. Welcome is located at 3104 Old Cribtown Road, Chadburn. Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church will present a children's program on December 22nd at 6 p.m. The church is located at 48 Crusoe Island Road in Wyville. Trinity Baptist Church will hold a Christmas candlelight service December 22nd at 6 p.m. Trinity is at 201 South Thompson Street in Wyville. Magnolia Baptist Church will host The Savior is Born December 23rd at 6 p.m. The church is located at 1558 Crusoe Island Road. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.